This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a post-election edition of What's on Your Mind. This
Wait, post-election? It's just starting.
Well, last night was primary election. We'll have another post-election show in November. But this is the June version of the post-election show.
Post-primary show, okay.
Yeah, which, by the way, was a primary for some things last night, but, it was a general election for, the mayor's race, new mayor in Bismarck, Steve Bakke, new mayor in West Fargo, Bernie Dardis. Those are, I think, things maybe some folks wouldn't have predicted. New mayor in Minot. How about that? Yeah, that's that isn't a primary election, that's a general election. So anyway, right. it was election night, and I wouldn't, what I was watching for is, we've been told, if you look at some of these special elections around the country, that all the enthusiasm, all the excitement, all the energy, all the just motivation is on the Democratic side. So I was kind of curious, okay, is there going to be, a larger than normal percentage of Democrats that are going to come out and, they can't wait to vote and they're so excited and they want to get out there and maybe come a little closer than they otherwise would to the Republicans, because there's always going to be more Republicans than Democrats in North Dakota. There are more Republicans than Democrats. Look at every elected office, right? But if it's a year where the enthusiasm is there, that gap should narrow. It didn't. There is an enthusiasm gap without question. If you look at all the Republican votes and then you look at the Democratic votes, no question about that. Here's another interesting stat, and I want to start here. I'm curious, by the way, if you have anything in the way of a takeaway, a surprise, what your thoughts are after the election last night. Have at it. Anything you want to share, 258-0550, the local number, 701-258-0550, toll free from anywhere at 800-228-0550, and you can also text Todd or me, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Love your emails, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So you can tell us what you thought about the election. Bottom of the hour, or a little bit after, Scott Pruitt will join us. Scott is the EPA administrator. He's in South Dakota today. So we're going to talk with him about his visit and a couple of things. I'm struggling a little bit because there's a lot of questions. If I go to the national media, you can't believe the questions that people are freaking out about right now related to Scott Pruitt. Let me give you an example. Just today, I find an interview. This is breaking news from the swamp. This is an E&E. This is a very respected, publication, energy and environment publication. I forget what E&E, if it's environment and energy, but whatever. They're very well regarded in the energy space. Headline of the story, Pruitt won't eat before speeches. And a quote of his, we will hold off on food. Now, there's some reporting for you, Todd, huh? It's sort of like the Donald Trump thing. If he walked on water, then he can't swim. It really is getting ridiculous. Now, if you dig into all of this, there's enough there from some of the emails that, by the way, are being requested by this one on the emails related to won't eat before a speech. The Sierra Club, under a Freedom of Information Act, requesting the emails. The Sierra Club is a radical left-wing extreme environmental, they're the eco-terrorists. They're the eco-terrorists being sued right now for their funding of DAPL terrorists. Their view of the USA as a Buffalo Commons. That's what they want. So, I think, I don't know, let's just say 10%. Let's be generous. 10% of the Scott Pruitt story could be unforced errors or dumb decisions or whatever, and also in that some stuff that's really petty. 90% of what he's doing is phenomenal. The state of North Dakota is a prime example. I'll just give you one right now, primacy. Where the state of North Dakota was granted, hey, you know this better than we do. You lead on regulations. You lead North Dakota on regulations related to CO2 storage. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So anyway, we'll get to the meat of the issue. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. A whole bunch of news on that race, politically, but also a lot of legislation that is, all kinds of things going on, from the farm bill to immigration to, they voted on like 20 opioid bills yesterday. My gosh, a whole ton of things to talk about there. So we got a lot to get to. One of the questions I want to start with today, serious question, and I want your election take last night if you have one, and then I want your answer to this because this ties into it. There was an exit poll done by a news organization out of Maryland, and they asked voters that were out there for the primary, what's your most important issue? This was a question for Democrats heading into the primary. Most important issue for Democrats heading into the primary. It's five answers. Number one on the list, with 46%, removing President Trump. 20 points lower was schools at 26. 10% were jobs. When you care about a job and the economy, 10% compared to removing the president at 46%, I can't even comprehend how you have a conversation with someone like that and try and affect some change. Crime, yeah, I don't want to be shot. I want good public safety, 8%. Removing Trump, President Trump, 46%. The opioid epidemic, 3%. Can you believe these numbers, Todd? I don't know what you call that. Maybe that's Trump derangement syndrome. But serious question. Serious. I mean, 46%. Most important issue for Democrats heading into the primary, removing President Trump. Oh, yeah. Do you want a job? Yeah. Put that at 10%. Wow.
Well, so one given watch of TV after 10:30 at night and any of those late night shows will tell you each and every one of them has their hair on fire.
Here's my honest
question.
Which
is sad.
In that environment, how do you unite? I'm dead serious. I want to know. I'm not trying to say, okay, let's all go kumbaya and tell the Democrats, no, that's fine. We'll have open borders. That's okay. No problem. Yep, that's okay. You betcha. To heck with the oil industry. Yep, yeah, get rid of them. That's just jobs. Yeah, we're okay with. I'm not saying you do that. I'm just saying seriously, when they say their most important issue, 20 points higher than schools.
That's pretty scary.
36% higher than jobs in the economy. 38% higher than crime and public safety. How do you bridge that divide? What do you do? I want to know. 2580550, tell me, inform me, enlighten me. Jesse in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just a couple things for you here. First off, I want to congratulate Sean Sitma up in Minot and Steve Bakken in Bismarck, two new mayors in the two of the bigger cities in North Dakota. I think they'll both do a good job. But I was kind of looking at election results last night, listening to Todd's coverage on K-Fire. Bismarck, mayor race, about 10,000 votes. Bismarck's population, 72,000 people. Minot, mayor race, 6,300 votes. Minot's population, almost 48,000. There's a lot of issues in these two towns, from schooling to flood to buildings being purchased. I just want to remind everybody, you don't have to get off of work to go vote. You can do an absentee ballot. If you're not one of those 10,000 people in Bismarck, or there's 6,300 people in Minot that went and voted, and you've got major problems with things that are going wrong in these two towns, now's the time to just keep your mouth shut because you didn't do your job and go vote. People got to get out and vote. Remember that in the elections in November. If you want to have a voice, get out there and vote. Good luck to them two new mayors. Thanks for the coverage, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
It's hard not to look at those numbers. It really is. And, scratch your head a little bit and say the same thing. I mean, there was not a lot of, statewide drama, if you will, on any races. So it was down to the local races. And I think you're right to, you know, point out,
I would have expected far higher turnout.
Yeah.
I did expect high far.
I said it last night. Here's one of the things that really, perplexes me. The pocketbook is most affected by the local races, school boards, city commissions, county commissions. There's where the lion's share of your property tax dollars go. So, you know, it's affecting your affecting your bottom line. There's no doubt about it. All right, a couple of texts I'll get to here before the break. For the left-wing wackos, there is no unite. It's their way or the highway. Okay. Just heard about the mayoral race in Bismarck. Woo-hoo! That's the listener. Just heard about that. All right. Well, welcome to, I suppose, if you're not watching election results, tune in here for news. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Happy to break the news to you. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. HATandSons.com is the website. I use that often as a resource to tell you a little bit about how you can save some bottom line. I know right now because of the power of the What's on Your Mind audience, there are many people who are leading companies who are looking at that bottom line every day and wondering, okay, where can I shave 1% there, maybe 2 there, what can we do? Constantly taking a look at that landscape. And there are hundreds and hundreds, nearly 1,000 now, different operations all throughout North Dakota where they say, H.A. Thompson & Sons, please take over the mechanical here. Take over. You know this better than we do. We'll pay you one price. We know what it is. If it breaks down, you replace it. This is yours. It works. It works, folks, and it's a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement that will make a big difference for you. Find out more, hatandsons.com, or just call them, 701-223-3393. Tell them Scott sent you. All right? On the question of the Democratic bitterness towards Donald Trump, a group of people literally more consumed with removing the president or their dislike of the president than schools and jobs and crime and everything else. What do you do? If you're in a conversation with someone like that, is there something you can say to have them think a little more rationally, like, okay, I mean, I just want to, I know this is going to sound like I'm, you know, lecturing. I'm not. I'm just saying, okay, if Todd thinks like that now, right? I'm going to say, Todd, really? You want to remove the president of the United States more than you care about schools and the economy and jobs and crime and everything else combined? Todd, really? Todd.
I would hope you'd say that.
Todd.
I won't say Republicans didn't want to remove Obama while he was president, but I don't think that would have come in like an overwhelming first priority.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw this. I thought everybody's going to say, the Republicans did the same thing with Obama. I don't think
Not to the same extent. No way.
No, I don't. Look, I didn't like the president of the United States, Barack Obama's policies, but I didn't dislike President Obama. Okay, I don't sit there and seethe towards the guy.
Exactly.
At all. And I also recognize, look, there's elections. He won. Okay. We're going to weather the storm here a little bit, which we had to in the energy industry, which we had to in the economy. It was flat. We did. Okay. Phew. Trump's elected. Now let's go. I get being mad. I get being, but here we are a year and a half in and it's still removing. I don't know. So I'm just curious. A texter says, this is why Rush always says you don't try to work with them. You try to defeat them. Okay, I get that, but listen, if I'm sitting here talking to Todd, if I go, we're going to defeat you because you hate Trump more than you want jobs in the economy, and am I have any chance of winning him over? No, I'd rather focus on the percentage of people in that category that you want to say, really? Texter says, when Obama was in office, I wanted nothing more than for him to be removed. The Socialist Party, which is today's Democratic Party, is the biggest threat to national security, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, freedom as a whole. There can be no compromise with the left. Reaching across the aisle means that conservatives must bend to the socialists. The socialists never give, they only take. The radical left in America must be defeated by all means necessary. If not, America will cease to exist and will become the next Venezuela. Now, what I'd like to ask that listener is, okay, you wanted nothing more than for him to be removed, but if somebody put a clipboard in front of you and say, okay, what's the most important thing for you, would that be above your job? Would that be above the economy? I guess you could tie, say, well, all those things are going to be lesser than if that he continues. A texter says the poll results should be of little surprise. Maryland's full of bureaucrats who are largely unaffected by economic downturns. In fact, the better America does, the less we need them. They essentially root against a healthy economy. That's a fair point on Maryland for sure. I don't know why this person wants to know this answer, but somebody said, ask Congressman Kramer if pickled eggs are served on Air Force One. Should I ask him that question, Todd, or is that a waste of our precious hair time? I don't know. It's right up there with the EPA question, though, on not wanting to eat before, the EPA, the latest EPA administrator debate. He doesn't like to eat before speeches. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Yeah, I agree with that texter to a point, and I was saying this way before the election. If Hillary Clinton had won, we wouldn't have a country to save. If the Supreme Court had gone liberal and they passed all these laws that they had on the drawing board, it would have gotten really, really ugly.
Okay, I agree with you. Let me stop you there. I 100% agree with you, and I agree, too, with the concern of the texter. My question is, how do you engage in conversations with the people who are so irrational about this to wake up and recognize, look, here's how many jobs were created under Obama. Here's how many Trump said. Here's the growth in the economy. Here's what's happening with North Korea. Just go down the list. I mean, is there a way to engage these folks?
Some of them know. Quite frankly, some of them know. I think there may be some that are persuaded. I think there's some pocketbook issues. I think the Democrats are in big, big, big time trouble. If the African-American male vote hits 20% for Trump, it's over. And it's getting there quickly because there's a whole bunch of people that are looking at what he's doing and what his initiatives are. But there's just a whole bunch of people that they will not be turned around because they were sitting there on November, whatever the date was, 2016, waiting for the immaculation of Hillary Clinton and the implementation of socialism, and they simply cannot believe it didn't happen. And that's the only thing that they'll focus on for the rest of their lives, I hope, because I hope Trump can make some changes and they can hold on to the presidency and the Congress for the foreseeable future and really make some turns. But they can't understand why people aren't socialist. Scott, don't you understand? It's just fair. Capitalism's evil. That's
yeah, I get
think.
All that. And I get you're right. Never going to win that crowd. I'm just talking about, look, the numbers for President Trump have increased since the tax plan's been implemented. All right. So there's some people already that are going, I wasn't there before, but I'm there now. I'm saying, I just think when there's that level of hatred and dislike and everything else, I don't know. I want to peel off the reasonable ones if there are reasonable ones. That's all I'm saying.
I think the way you do that is ignore the hatred because you're not going to win those over and talk about the successes and they will speak for themselves. And I don't think it's working. I know it's working. Look at the
That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea too, because I think we get a little distracted by the insanity there. And you know, whatever it is, when their head spinning around and pea soup's coming out, you're not going to change anything. Steve, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Texter says, Steve Bakken was a perfect fit for Bismarck, voted in as mayor last night. I voted for him, they say. Seminary destroyed himself, standing with the eco-terrorists in his rudeness, not listening to the public, not taking our phone calls. Another texter, Democrats actually hate him or hate that he's getting things done? That's an interesting question, obviously, on Trump. They hate him or do they hate that he's getting things done? Hate that he's being successful. Hate that he's in Singapore. Trying to bring peace. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't bring himself to say they thought that was a good idea.
Yikes. You want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump arrives back in the United States a few hours ago, North Korea's state-run news agency is suggesting that he did agree to lift sanctions during his historic meeting in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. Now, what Trump actually said to reporters after the meeting was the sanctions would remain in place until the U.S. was certain that nuclear weapons are no longer a factor. Meanwhile, the White House has now made public a video that President Trump played for the North Korean leader during the summit called a story area of opportunity for North Korea. It showed potential outcomes based on how the North Korean leader made his decisions from here.
There can only be two results. One of moving back, or one of moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's hard. It's pure stupidity.
Well, Mr. Scott, first thing is you call it a conversation. It's not a conversation when you're dealing with somebody who's not rational and not using their head at all. Can't deal in facts, whatever. So basically you're starting out with an argument, which is no point in even having. But you need to change the subject question. Not stay on the subject and try and offer them rationale. They're not there. And I'm not exactly sure, but for an example, you might say, do you believe in UFOs? And of course, a lot of people do not, but absolutely they do exist and everyone's seen them. The definition of a UFO. Now, I didn't say flying saucer, green little man, or anything else. And see, there's my point. You've now got them thinking, and then you might have a chance. Bye.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's Tom up in Lake of the Woods. Really enjoying your show this morning like I always do. I wanted to comment on a caller you had earlier talking about the low voter turnout. I guess I want to kind of back him up on that. As a Republican, I think we have to rely on actual live legal residents to vote, so we're at a little bit of a disadvantage. But it is kind of sad to think how few people actually take the time and effort to go out and vote. It's not hard to do. It's easy to go on Facebook and forward a bunch of posts and such, but, you know, our main tool in turning things around is to go out and actually vote. So just wanted to say that. One last comment. You probably heard this before. My grandfather was a lifelong Republican, but apparently he switched to Democrat after he died. So have a good day and a great show as always. Thanks.
Oh, classic comments. Thank you all so much. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. It's Wednesday, so we do this Wednesday wheels deal where we pick out a great set of wheels, and they're usually sold by the end of the show. So if you want a deal, listen very closely about how we can find you a deal. They have two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. This one's at the Valley City store. Of a Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC. It is a dark mahogany brown 2015 Chevy Trax LT, all-wheel drive. This is the SUV, the five-passenger. This one's one owner. They usually are. Local trade-in. And that's what Pucklett is known for. It gets 30 miles to the gallon. So it's on the lot now. It's $16,995. What a deal. $16,995. But today, you tell them you heard about yours truly talking about this, $15,965. $15,965. And anyone who buys a car from Pucklich in the month of June gets a free Yeti cooler. Now, there's another great deal, a Yeti cooler for free. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Big selection of mint condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. Pucklett, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, online at Pucklett.com, PucklettValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Exactly right. Here's a text from a listener. By the way, 258-0550, the telephone number. You can text Todd or I. We like those, too. We love hearing from you most, honestly. Love those calls. And when you call, you can press 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. But 258-0550 is the number there. Or text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator in South Dakota today, is going to join us here shortly. So stay tuned for that, too. And Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Texter says, good morning, Todd and Scott. This text isn't political, just a comment on the advertising of male enhancement meds. Is iHeartRadio that hard up for sponsors? Every time I hear an ad, I turn the radio off. I can't be the only listener who feels that way. What has happened to our society? Okay, a lot of questions in there. Nancy sent that note. Thank you, Nancy. First of all, it's not just iHeartMedia. iHeartMedia is two of the radio stations that we're on every day, KFIRE and KLTC. We have two at Flag Family Media, AM 1100 The Flag, and also KTGO. And, you know, the ads generally run from networks. So somebody doesn't call Todd and say, hey, Todd, would you run this ad, and here's what we're going to pay you per ad. They are part of the network programming, that we have no control over. So Fox News Radio at the top of the hour, they have a contract with these companies that sell these, and if we're going to run their news, we have to run that ad. So the only way to get away from them would be to what, Todd? Have no network programming, I guess, right? No Rush Limbaugh.
I do get a kick on how they phrase it. Do you take Viagra for ED? Like there's some other purpose?
I don't like the ads. I don't like the ad either,
but I don't think it's necessary to point out that fact because, number one, if you don't know, then you don't care. Number two, nobody snacks on these things. I mean, of course that's what people are taking them for, those who are taking it, but...
I just wish they'd be more discreet, knowing there's a wider audience, there's a family audience, and look, it's America.
It's not necessary to say what the drug is for, because it's pretty much only for one purpose.
Yeah, and I think if radio had the luxury of saying, well, we're not going to take those ads, you'd have to make that revenue up somewhere else. And you know, honestly, we don't exist without you listening, which means advertisers want to advertise what they're trying to sell to you. We are driven by how many people tune into the radio and then the power of that audience to the advertiser. So there's just,
they obviously realize that they're taking full advantage of it. No to others.
But Nancy, I'm sympathetic to the fact that in our culture, it's perfectly fine over the airways for everybody to hear a conversation about that particular, pharmaceutical, potion. And it's a desired outcome. I'm with you. So, but anyway, I hope that answers your question. There's no question we don't welcome here. All right, I'm backed up on text here. There are many Republicans that hate Trump too. Some of them stand up to him. Sadly, most of them don't. We don't want yes men and women in charge of the country. All right. That is true. There are Republicans that don't want Donald Trump. And it is true that you ought to be able to expose your, espouse your views, and I'm all for it. You don't agree with somebody? Say it. It's America. Lay it on me. 100%. I'm not saying silence anybody that doesn't like the guy. I'm saying what's wrong with the fact that 46% of people are more consumed about removing Trump than they are altogether. Jobs, the economy, crime, public safety, opioid addiction, schools. That's crazy. Okay? Now, I'm suggesting a conversation of some sort happen to try and find the people in there that really aren't thinking rationally and maybe help them think another way. If that's radical, if that's mamby-pamby, so be it. There's no compromising with a communist, nor should we try. Well, I would agree on that. But again, I'm not suggesting that you think every Democrat's a communist. I don't. I think a lot of Democrats are Democrats because they don't know any better, and they hear people say Trump's bad, so they say, yeah, Trump's bad. Adam wants us to ask the administrator Pruitt, Can the EPA abolish the endangerment finding that established CO2 as a pollutant, or would it require an act of Congress, considering it began with Massachusetts versus EPA? Well, that's the one that's in the courts right now, right? And is that going to be challenged? Well, that's a good question. I had had some questions jotted down on the endangerment finding, so we'll ask. We're waiting for the administrator to join us any minute here. We have a break at 44, so we're hoping we get him for a few minutes before the break, and then we'll have him after the break as well. And he's waiting for that phone to ring. And then we will chit-chat with him here, coming up on the program. Let's see here. I can't engage liberals in any rational conversation. I've tried. They will never see reason or common sense. They will always hate Trump. We need to work on outnumbering them. Not sure how we do that, though. Well, that's my point. I agree. We do have to outnumber them. So how do you do that? We're going to keep that conversation going. Without any further ado, let's welcome to the program the administrator of the EPA. Scott Pruitt is in the neighborhood. He's in South Dakota today. Scott, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, Scott. It sounds like you're having a good conversation this morning. It's good stuff.
We are. A lot of great things going on. And, you know, it sort of pertains to what you're going through as well. I mean, as Congressman Kevin Cramer famously said in a hearing, your greatest sin is doing what Donald Trump said he would do if he was president of the United States. You know, and yet you're just barraged with criticism, the latest being that you don't like to eat before dinner. I mean, this is just getting stupid. I can't even believe it. What does it feel like to be in the eye of this storm?
Well, look, I tell you, it's a tremendous time to be serving because it's so consequential. And when you look, Scott, at what has taken place since the president came into office and what we've been able to advance in his behalf and in his charge since the beginning, it's quite breathtaking. When you look at the regulatory reform, Scott, the Trump administration as a whole, and I'm going to say this slower because it's a big deal, $8 billion of regulatory savings to the American economy. Just in 2017 alone, and the EPA by itself, $1 billion. And at the same time that those costs are being saved, regulatory costs to the economy, environmental outcomes are improving. Air quality is actually up with respect to ozone, 10% better on attainment. Superfund sites, those sites that we have across the country, the most toxic of sites, three times the number of sites came off the list last year than the Obama administration, and this year we'll approach 10 times the number of sites. So we're actually getting better outcomes for air quality. We're getting better outcomes on Superfund, and we're actually reducing, you know, the regulatory cost to the economy. And you're exactly right. Because the environmental left doesn't run the agency anymore, there's concern in Washington, D.C., but there should be concern because it's transformational what's happening, and the American people are being put first by the president as opposed to the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.
I thought you might appreciate it. We asked Congressman Cramer last night. It was primary night in North Dakota. We asked him, with all these swirl of stories since he made those comments in the hearing, whether or not he still supported you. Here's a few seconds of his answer.
Oh, I do. I don't know what we'd do without him. I don't know any cabinet member in my lifetime who has demonstrated the type of commitment to states' rights and to what the founders, you know, clearly had in mind with the creation of states and cooperative federalism. Scott Pruitt has demonstrated it time and time again, and never more clearly than he did when he gave North Dakota the first state he declared primacy.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but a few seconds before our break, what do you think of that?
Look, I mean, he's done a tremendous job, not only for North Dakota, but across the country. I mean, what we have, we don't have enough of in Washington, D.C., is clear talk. You know, we don't have enough folks that are willing to be courageous and confront the culture, and he's one of the individuals that does. I mean, Kevin is a straight talker. He speaks truth. He's making a difference on behalf of North Dakota and the country. And I'll tell you, this administration, it is much like the Reagan era in the 80s. I mean, we are seeing a transformational change for the betterment of this country.
Boy, are we ever. No question about it. Hold tight if you would. We have a short break here. We'll come back, finish our conversation, talking about, by the way, that primacy issue and more coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrators in South Dakota today, making a stop at an energy outfit there, Northwest Energy, and also onto a farm. I want to ask you a little bit about this primacy thing that Congressman Kramer was talking about. Number one, the significance of this, the grant primacy to a state ahead of the federal government. You talk about a sea change. You talk about something that's pretty extraordinary. That certainly would be it. Number one, can you help us understand the significance of that level of trust by the EPA in North Dakota? Number two, do you see it happening more? For instance, methane venting and flaring rules. Our state rules honestly work better, and flaring is lower right now where the state of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources regulates it versus the federal regulated areas. So why not do the same there?
And you're right. We've seen in other instances like hard rock mining with the financial assurances requirements that states put in place. I mean, many times, you know, states are doing a much better job. They have the expertise, they have the resources, they have the awareness and knowledge on how to advance these things. And what Congress recognized, guys, from the very beginning, in each of these respective statutes, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, and the rest, is that a one-size-fits-all strategy just doesn't work. I mean, the water issues in the state of Utah, the second most dry state in the country, are different than North Dakota. I mean, the prairie potholes you have in North Dakota are a unique feature of your state. How should that be dealt with as compared to, you know, other states? And so we're fixing, I mean, part of the effort here, and it's what the congressman talked about, which I think is very, very important, is to get back and really give life and meaning to what Congress has always said from the very beginning. Let's have partnership with the states. Let's give primacy to the states. Let's give responsibility to the states. Let's recognize that there's uniqueness to each of these respective states and have an objective, you know, to achieve better outcomes for air and water quality. But let's rely upon and depend upon and empower them to do so. The last administration displaced that. We are restoring it. You know, give you one stat that kind of, you know, evinces that. Under the President Bush 1, President Clinton, and President Bush 2, three presidential administrations, there were a total of five federal implementation plans. You know, those plans where the feds come and push it down on the states, five over three presidential administrations. The Obama administration had 50-plus. So that tells you that there was a tremendous disdain, you know, disregard, if you will, for state involvement. And what we did with North Dakota, governor, tremendous leadership there, state, tremendous leadership, in what they did to show primacy with this program. And that's exactly what we ought to be doing, because it improves outcomes and it also is unique and specific to your state.
Your loudest critics are the author of the Clean Power Plan. That's their worldview, something that would put our coal plants out of business and put the resiliency of the grid in question. What is the status of the endangerment finding right now? Are you going to challenge that?
You know, it's interesting, real quickly, though, about the CPP, Clean Power Plan, so-called Clean Power Plan. It never went into existence. These critics that say, oh, my gosh, they're rescinding and getting rid of the Clean Power Plan, it never went into existence. I mean, it was stayed by, Scott, as you know, the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court had never issued a stay against a pending rule that was being litigated at lower court. So it was absolutely unprecedented for them to intervene and do that. And that's what's so crazy about this discussion at times, is the past administration literally and consistently pinch hit for Congress, made it up, court stepped in, stayed those rules, prevented them from going into effect, and now we're doing what? Cleaning all that up. We're getting rid of the deficient rule. We're getting rid of all, you know, whether it's WOTUS or you know, CPP and the rest. And then we're providing what? Clarity going forward. With respect to endangerment, I mean, that's something that we've got petitions, as you know, where those have been submitted to the agency to revisit that. What happened in 2009, in my view, Scott, was a breach of process. The agency, in a matter of months, went to the United Nations and took a report, a finding, a study from the International Panel on Climate Change and transferred it to the EPA and said, that's our basis for endangerment. You know, that's something that should not have occurred then. The agency should have, in my view, done their own homework, done their own study, and gone through that process and done it in the right way and not, you know, going out and borrowed work from the United Nations IPCC to accelerate that endangerment. So that process is something that we're looking at on how best to address it, and that's ongoing right now.
One of our listeners, Adam, says, can the EPA abolish the endangerment finding that established CO2 as a pollutant, or would it require an act of Congress, considering it began with Massachusetts versus EPA?
Well, there's a regulatory response, and because, you know, Congress, that's the interesting thing about the question. Congress has never acted on this. Congress has never spoken on this issue at all. You know, so the only thing we have in the marketplace is the UN IPCC report that I just referred to that was transferred to the EPA, which formed the basis of the endangerment. And secondly, court cases, you know, Mass v. EPA being the other, it preceded all that. So you only have a court, you know, court cases and regulatory response in response to UN. So the Congress has never spoken. That's one of the things I've consistently said, is that if you go back to 1990, the last time, 28 years ago, that the Clean Air Act was amended. And you talk to people that were involved in that process, and some of whom that are not the most conservative members of Congress, to say the least, would tell you it was never intended to address these issues as part of the stationary sources and, you know, power generation in this country.
My greatest regret is...
the language is something we're evaluating.
Appreciate that answer very much. We didn't get a chance to talk baseball, which is no fun because I know you're a big baseball fan. Or the sorghum farm you're visiting today, but we're going to save that for next time. And bid you adieu. Appreciate you so much for calling in today. Thank you, sir. Same to you. Scott Pruitt, EPA Administrator on What's On Your Mind. More after this. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Palmer amaranth is a type of pigweed that has been common in the southern United States for several years, but this devastating weed keeps creeping further and further north. It has now been identified in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. North Dakota farmers need to establish a zero tolerance for this weed. Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and up to 6 to 8 feet tall. This weed has reduced yield up to 91% in corn and 79% in soybean, is a prolific seed producer, can emerge throughout the growing season, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. Palmer amaranth also loves hot weather, can germinate from March through October, and looks like water hemp. It's hard to tell the difference between palmer plants and water hemp. The best way is to look for a single hair growing out of the end of the palmer leaf, which water hemp almost never has. If you think you have found palmer amaranth, contact your local NDSU Extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.